It's no coincidence that one of the first things cults do is cut you off from your friends and family. That's because we're all more apt to accept nonsensical bullshit and terrible treatment if there's no one standing next to us making the "you gotta be kidding me" face. Don't believe anyone who tells you the people who love you are bad for you. That's a huge red flag. No one who wants the best for you wants you to have less human connection. That's strictly villain shit right there. We're all crazy and scared and searching. No one gets to use that against you. It's not proof you're broken, it's proof you're human. If you can get used to being wrong, saying you're sorry, and staying open to possibilities, you won't feel so panicked when things don't go according to plan. And the less you panic, the less you'll feel the need to find someone with the answer. Figure out who you are, what you stand for, and who you love. Put them in your inner circle. Make sure they're smart and strong and that they love you. Be a good friend to them so they stick by you. That way, when life gives you lemons and you lose your shit and join a cult, you'll always have a dad you can call.